From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Aviva Ukasen-Haberman. A four-term state representative from St. Louis County is taking on a larger role within the Missouri Democratic Party. Jason Rosenbaum reports on Clem Smith's plan to craft a message appealing to rural and urban voters.
Smith was elected last weekend as the vice chairman of the Missouri Democratic Party. It comes after an election where Democrats lost a U.S. Senate seat and made no gains in the Missouri General Assembly. Smith, who is leaving the House in early 2019, believes that Missouri Democrats don't have to choose between appealing to its base in urban and suburban parts of the state and rural Missouri. The Velda Village Hills Democrat says the party can do both.
Because I think if you get folks in a room, you can hammer stuff out, we can look at the numbers, come to some agreement where everybody's happy.
Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker was elected as Missouri Democratic Party chairwoman. Republicans will elect new leaders in the next few weeks. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Former White House official Stuart Eisenstadt is speaking tomorrow at MU to promote the release of his new book, President Carter, The White House Years. The speech takes place on the National Day of Mourning for the late former President George H.W. Bush. It was planned before the announcement that the former president had died, according to a news release. Eisenstadt plans to, quote, share his remembrance of President Bush and the contributions he made to the country and the world, according to the release. The Columbia Missourian reports Eisenstadt served in the White House during President Jimmy Carter's and President Bill Clinton's administrations. He's an advisor for Holocaust issues under President Donald Trump. Scientists, researchers, and health professionals are gathering Thursday on MU's campus for a symposium on the science of addiction. Mimi Wright reports the gathering will address new methods for treating addiction.
Dennis McCarthy, a professor and associate chair for research in the Department of Psychological Sciences, helped organize this symposium and says health professionals study addiction across multiple disciplines, including genetics, policy, pharmacology, and psychology, in addition to many other professions that deal with addiction.
If someone has a drug and alcohol problem, then, you know, it affects their kids, it affects their performance at work, it affects their likelihood of being arrested for different things.
The symposium takes place in Monsanto Auditorium and begins at 7:30 Thursday morning. I'm Mimi Wright, KBIA News.
Ahead of the 2019 legislative session, area lawmakers are prioritizing health care for those with developmental disabilities, supporting a system that uses DNA to solve crimes, and helping veterans get law enforcement jobs. Several hundred bills were pre-filed by state representatives and senators yesterday, the first in what is a long process in getting proposed legislation before the Missouri House and Senate. The Columbia Missourian reports most of the legislation won't become law. This past year, more than 2,000 pieces of legislation were filed, and fewer than 150 were adopted. I'm Aviva Ukasen-Haberman, KBIA News, Columbia.